Here we go. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Favorite Marriage Podcast. My name is Monty, and this is my wife, Janine.
Your society, when they align themselves up with the Word of God, where can we start? Okay, I know where to start.
Okay.
Right, so actually our church has been going through, I will and I do to the will of, get that. Okay, vent cut. So in our church, we've actually, this past year, we've been doing character studies. You know, I we're right now talking about Daniel and, Monty was so bored.
You're trying to say too much.
I know. Okay.
Just stick to a few characters and just move on.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, thank you all for listening in today. We look forward to many more episodes and sharing amazing marriage context with you. So you have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Four, three, two, one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Favorite Marriage Podcast. We are Monty and Janine Mora, and we are so excited that you chose to join us for this new episode.
Yeah, before we dive into today's content, we have a huge announcement to make.
Yes.
We are now on Spotify and YouTube. We got our own YouTube channel, Instagram,
TikTok
and Facebook. So if you would do us a favor, be sure to subscribe, follow, like, and share this content with your family or friends. That would be amazing and helpful to us.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Good. All right. He refreshes my soul and he guides me along the right path for his name's sake.
We are lagging really bad. Did you notice that?
What?
We are lagging really bad. And I don't want to go through this whole thing and it be bad like that. Did you catch that?
Janine, I was thinking, because now our platform is growing, we're now on social media, we're on all major podcasts. I was thinking of, we need like a tag name. It was a tag name, and I'm thinking like MJ Connection, MJ Duo, something with MJ in it. What do you think?
I don't know about that. you might have wanted to run that by me first, but I'm thinking MJ is probably taken. Like, isn't that Spider-Man's girlfriend or the King of Pop or something?
Well. We'll figure that one out. Okay. Sorry about that.
You might need to help us with that one.
Yeah. And as soon as we come up with a tag name, we will let you know what that is. And so, well, it's there to provide stability for the car. So like if the car is out of control, you push that button and it helps make the car stable again.
Oh, that's what it's for.
Yes.
It's not to go faster because there's snakes following you.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
That's a good one though, Jimmy, but no.
Sorry.
Yeah. One last thing we want to make mention is we are now on every major podcast platform.
Yeah, we're on exciting.
Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon. So you can listen to The Favorite Marriage on any of your favorite podcast platforms. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And also we are on Facebook at The Favorite Marriage as well.
Yes. So thanks for listening today. And until next time, we hope that you experience God's favor on your forever.
We'll see you next time.
Hey, Alexa, play the Favorite Marriage Podcast.
Getting the Favorite Marriage from Amazon Music. Resuming who's leading who?
VBS.
We just feel like we've walked this walk and we can actually relate with this topic just as of yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Yeah, and so, and why do they put yokes on the oxen? What is the purpose of it?
So they can plow together. There's a sense of unity with the ox.
Yes, You said it. They plow together.
Yeah.
So as a married couple, our challenge to you is to put on the yoke
of Christ.
Of Christ together, so that you're plowing through life.
That's so good.
Together.
Yes.
And his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Because when we put on his yoke, we're going in a direction that he wants us to go in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Fabulous. Yeah, we're dropping some really good knowledge today.
Holy Spirit.
Holy
activate.
Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. We want to give you five things.
And with all our heart, we want to say yes all the time. And sometimes we just have to back off and say, we can't.
Yeah.
It's a no for today.
Yeah. Like Randy Jackson says, it's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. Yep.
That's it for now. We look forward to hanging out with you.
Not that's it. You're not going to share with them what happens on Labor Day weekend for us?
Do you want me to share the news? So together.
What?
Together, we're going to say it. We are celebrating
28
years of marriage tomorrow, September 1st. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Favorite Marriage Podcast. We are your hosts, Monty and Janine Mora.
And one big thing I wanted to ask, and this is something that you, the listeners, might be asking yourself, is this. Should every date night end with some type of sexual expression? What would you say?
No, absolutely not. No. For two reasons that I can think of right off the top of my head is you will put a, I guess just a...
like pressure?
No, not pressure, but if that's the case for a wife, every time you plan a date, I'm going to have this like guarded, like, yes, no, just because not always do I want to just... end the date in that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to be loved sometimes, but I mean, if it gets to a point where you're set up and it falls in that.
Yeah.
That way, I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So I would say.
Well, I didn't say my second thing.
Okay.
Well, because you have to leave just the opportunity for. Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Just surprise. The element of surprise.
Element of surprise.
That's
okay.
What I'm thinking of. Because if you always have in your mind that that's going to be the end game, there's no element of surprise.
True.
Yeah. So don't you like to be surprised?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I would say the answer to that question, does every date night have to end in some form of sexual expression? I would say yes, no, maybe. But I'm basically saying the same thing you're saying.
Yeah.
So the idea is don't put the pressure on a date night to have sex at the end of the date night. Take that pressure off the table. Just enjoy each other. And if it turns out to be that way and there is a great sexual expression between you and your spouse, then yay God. You know, it's a good thing. And so...
I think that's funny.
Yeah.
You think it's funny? We just got kind of uncomfortable with... talking about sex and we're doing a marriage podcast. That's okay.
All right. You see me get a little bit red here?
it's a good question. Yeah. That was a good question.
Yeah,
it is good. So
very good.
Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah. So our
do you remember our very, very first thing that we did as I think we might have not I mean, we just might have been dating and we still have them till this day?
No.
You remember we made stockings for each other out of the weirdest things,
like
glitter
years ago.
And like everything, sequins, and then we wrote our names on them, but that's
we put those up every year, so yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I remember them when you pull them out.
Yeah. So yeah, take time to make those traditions between you and your spouse. You really just need to have that conversation with your spouse. Like, look, honey, this is not going to happen. You're not going to get that diamond ring and you're not going to get that
BMW.
Lexus or BMW. Well, you have a BMW. I thought you had a BMW.
Yeah. Beautiful Mexican woman. BMW, guys.
So he doesn't need a BMW. That's funny. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so.
So there you have it. We have given you the 5 holiday tips on how to slash the holiday stress. And so.
You're so funny. Again, I love this guy.
Feel free to leave us a comment. Come in close. Feel free to leave us a comment. And if there's other holiday tips that you'd want to share with us, share them with us, because we'd love to put them also in the toolbox for mm-hmm. other married couples.
I loved, when your mom was alive, how she absolutely loved Thanksgiving.
Oh, and her pumpkin pies.
Special stuffing that she'd make every year, right? I valued that for you, and I think for our... don't cry. This is supposed to be
happy. Hey, we're happy. I miss my mom. My mom's in the past. But keep going. All right.
Love you, Mom.
And so when you're planning, remember, roast the turkey and not your in-laws. What about this one? Deck the halls and not your uncle.
Yeah, don't do that. We don't want to keep the peace in Christmas. Yeah,
we don't want nobody in jail.
All right. Well, guys, goodbye for now. And like always, we pray that God's favor would be on your...
forever. And one quick last thing. We also launched our brand new website.
That's right.
www.thefavoritemarriage.com. www.thefavoritemarriage.com. That's where you want to find us. And we have blogs, podcasts, episodes, a lot of marriage resources on our new website.
We also are on Pinterest now. So if you are a Pinterester, you can find us on Pinterest as well.
Yeah. A lot of different platforms to enjoy the favorite marriage.
It's exciting. Thank you for growing with us. We are excited to keep growing. And when we see those numbers rising, we know that we're doing what God wanted us to do, and that's impact families through marriage.
Yeah. And like always, we hope that you experience God's favor
on you forever.